You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Lawrence Gerard, the founder and CEO of Fruit Street Health, which has gained momentum and established itself as one of the most innovative telemedicine platforms since its launch in 2014. Lawrence, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. So Fruit Street, as we mentioned, launched a little over a year ago. Can you tell us about some of the major initiatives and progress that you've made since the platform was first launched?
Fruit Street has raised more than $1.5 million in funding from 40 physicians who invested in our company alongside several angel investors. We also have successfully begun generating revenue through our robust web-based product and expect to have a full mobile app within the next 3 months for both iPhone and Android platforms. And most notably, the University of Michigan C.S. Mott Children's Hospital Pediatric Comprehensive Weight Management Center will be using fruitstreet.com for a telemedicine program, which actually begun about a month ago. The university wanted to provide patients access to their evidence-based pediatric weight management program without the need for families to make frequent trips to Ann Arbor. So to achieve this goal, they faced the challenge of needing a secure means to deliver their individual and group sessions via video conferencing, and they also wanted a solution where they could monitor the patient's wearable device and nutritional data, and they selected Fruit Street to be used with the patients for this clinical program.
You're certainly progressing rapidly, I would say. What are some of the most important trends that you've seen in the telehealth industry that has evolved since Fruit Street Health first launched?
I think the most important trend that I've seen, especially in the last 5 years, is that wearable devices are becoming widely adopted by patients, and they're starting to ask their healthcare providers to look at their Fitbit data and other types of data. For example, there's blood pressure cuffs and glucometers now found at Best Buy and the Apple Store. They're FDA-approved devices. You have weight scales as well. And in fact, last year there was more than 90 million wearable devices that were shipped. And new telemedicine platforms like Fruit Street are taking those wearable devices and integrating the data into HIPAA-compliant video conferencing systems and remote patient monitoring systems. And now you're seeing wearable devices being used in traditional healthcare settings. I also think that the mobile phones are becoming more robust and cheaper, which means that the quality of video calls is improving, and patients are able to afford a smartphone. And so more consumers and patients are getting involved in digital health tools to interact with their healthcare provider.
What specific pain points and voids does Fruit Street Health address when it comes to both doctors and the patient?
Everyone thinks that heart disease, cancer, stroke, and diabetes are some of the leading causes of death in the United States, but the truth is that these diseases aren't really causes, they're effects. For example, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, there was a paper published in 1993 titled Actual Causes of Death in the United States, which was by Fogg and McGinnis. The most prominent causes were tobacco use, diet and activity patterns, and alcohol use, and these are the actual causes that are causing these diseases, like heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, obesity. And this is actually good news because they're all modifiable risk factors that we can change through our lifestyle. So Fruit Street helps solve this pain point by enabling healthcare providers to monitor the lifestyle of their patients using wearable devices like the Fitbit to monitor sleep and activity, weight scales, blood pressure cuffs, glucometers. There's also a mobile app where patients can take photos of their food and receive feedback from their healthcare provider. They can view their wearable device data, and during a HIPAA-compliant video call, review their exercise patterns, their sleep patterns, weight, diet. And so Fruit Street addresses this lifestyle issue, which is really the true cause of the majority of the deaths in the United States. And actually 80% of them are caused by lifestyle factors. And so we're hoping to solve that problem through the software that we're creating and providing to these healthcare providers to use with their patients.
Awesome stuff today. We're joined by Lawrence Gerard, the founder and CEO of Fruit Street Health, which has gained momentum, as you've heard, and established itself as one of the most innovative telemedicine platforms since its launch last year here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Lawrence, the wearable space in particular has exploded recently, as you mentioned as well, thanks to innovation from Apple and others. How do you foresee the role of wearables in the health industry as these technologies continue to evolve in the future?
I think that we'll see these wearable devices integrate themselves into traditional healthcare systems. And the reason for that is that healthcare is starting to realize that most of these chronic diseases are caused by lifestyle. And one of the best ways to monitor a patient's lifestyle is through these wearable devices and apps that fit seamlessly into their lives and actually collect data in the background. For example, a patient could be wearing a Fitbit or an Apple Watch. That's streaming data to their healthcare provider. They can, instead of using a regular bathroom scale, step on a Wi-Fi bathroom scale that transmits their data. And so I think you're starting to see electronic medical records integrate wearable device data into the EMR, but the way that they failed is they haven't hooked it up to telemedicine systems, which is where Fruit Street comes in. And so now the patient can not only transmit their data to the healthcare provider, but review that data conveniently from their mobile phone or computer during a HIPAA-compliant video call. And so I think that healthcare providers are starting to realize that wearable devices are the best way to monitor the patient's lifestyle, and then communicating with them through a mobile app is a way that we can give continuous feedback to the patient on their lifestyle and really save healthcare dollars.
Fruit Street Health has chosen Validic's digital health platform to access more than 175 wearable devices and applications into its telehealth software, personal health record, and HIPAA-compliant video conferencing platform. What can you tell us about this and how it will impact the telehealth landscape in the future?
It will make it easier for companies like Fruit Street to integrate all of the major wearable devices that you find at Best Buy and the Apple Store into their personal health records. And so the goal of the Fruit Street personal health record is to make it such that regardless of what wearable device or mobile application the patient's using, they can sync it up through the API to the Fruit Street health record, and instantly, as they use that device, their healthcare provider will have access to that data. So our engineers are working with the Validic product to integrate all of the major wearables and mobile applications such that we have a fully comprehensive health record that's agnostic in terms of what device or app that patient is using. And this will create the most comprehensive software product so that the healthcare provider doesn't have to worry about what device or app the patient's using, and they can just focus on providing great healthcare.
And lastly, Fruit Street Health also transformed into a benefit corporation recently. Why did you decide to make this move, and how has this impacted your business so far?
We decided to make this move because we wanted to keep ourselves personally focused as the management team on our social mission, but we also wanted to attract investors who believed in our social mission, which is essentially to create software that enables healthcare providers to treat and prevent lifestyle-related diseases through telemedicine, wearable devices, and mobile applications. And by becoming a public benefit corporation, I think we have attracted those social impact investors who, in this case, are mostly physicians. 97% of our investors are physicians, and I think that having a shareholder base and a management team that's united around a social mission significantly increases your chance of not only becoming a more profitable company, but having a very positive impact on society, which is important to our employees, our investors, our management team, and our board of directors.
Well, Lawrence, certainly has been tremendous to see what you've been able to accomplish in providing a solution within the health industry in such a short time. Thanks for the update as well. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Fruit Street Health online and how they can be in touch.
The website is fruitstreet.com, and you can contact us on the Contact Us form or put in your email address on the homepage if you'd like to see a software demo.
Lawrence, once again, thanks so much for joining us, and all the success to you, and thanks for spending a moment with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Lawrence Gerard, the founder and CEO of Fruit Street Health, which has gained momentum and established itself as one of the most innovative telemedicine platforms since its launch in 2014. And once again, the website of reference is fruitstreet.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.